is the Cisco Kid. Come ride with Pancho and me on this exciting adventure, which we have called the Rincon. In Southern California, there was a strip of highway known as the Rincon. During the 1870s, it was periodically inundated with water at each high tide. It was here that an incident occurred which might easily have involved this country in another major war. These events caused considerable tension in the group seated around a conference table in a private room of the Bella Union Hotel in the city of San Francisco.
All right, when the American arrives with the papers we need, the plan will be complete. Captain Belyanov, keep this letter with the balance of the dossier. Careful for that ink, or it will blast.
Da, Colonel Stanov, I will be careful. This briefcase holds the key to the conquest of North America.
It will hold it when we get the information we want from the American spy, Major Layton.
Fortunately for us, Colonel, the American army has such a spy.
With money, we buy anything, just as the Americans bought Alaska from Russia. Oh, that must be Major Layton. Attend to the door, Lieutenant Bransky. You have the money ready, Captain Belyanov?
Da, Colonel Stanov is here.
Good. Open the door. Ah, my friend Major Layton, come in.
Colonel Stanov, gentlemen, good morning.
We're glad to see you. You are certain you were not followed, Major Layton?
Of course I wasn't followed, Colonel Stanov. On a mission as delicate as this, one takes extraordinary precautions. Oh, thank you, Lieutenant Bronski, for the chair. Now, sir, shall we get right to business?
The information, you have it, Major Layton.
Naturally. What else would I be doing here?
The money? You have it, Colonel Stanoff?
Yes, but of course. The money, Captain Belyanov.
Here, in my briefcase.
And the information you desire is here in my briefcase. Then we make an even trade, gentlemen? Here are the papers, Colonel.
Good. The complete list of every arsenal in the United States.
And the money,
Colonel Stanoff?
Give the Major the money, Captain Belyanov. He has certainly earned it.
Here you are, Major Layton.
You wish to count it, sir?
Oh, no need of that, Captain Belyanov. The fact that I place it in my briefcase uncounted accentuates the trust I have in you, gentlemen.
very good. And now, a slight refreshment. Lieutenant Vodenko, will you and Lieutenant Romansky attend to it?
Thank you, Colonel Stanov. Very thoughtful and kind of you, but I assure you there is no need. I'm eager to get on my way. You understand.
Yeah, I understand, Major Layton.
Well, I probably won't see you.
Oh, yeah. The inkwell! My uniform!
I'm terribly sorry, Colonel Stanoff. Awfully clumsy of me to knock over that inkwell.
Never mind. I will get a fresh uniform.
Well, I certainly wish there were some way for me to apologize properly.
After all, it was not done on purpose.
Oh, of course not, Colonel Stanoff. Well, thank you for understanding.
Yes, Captain Belyanov, please see Major Layton through the door. Colonel Stanoff.
Oh, I'm really very embarrassed about this entire incident, Colonel
Stanoff. No. It is all right, Major Layton. Do not give it another thought.
Then I bid you good day, gentlemen.
Good day.
Goodbye.
Very generous of you, Colonel Stanoff, to be so lenient to the Americans.
That stupid American dog. When we conquer this country, he will be sent to Siberia.
Yeah. I will go change my uniform.
Oh, son of the American, we must stop him.
What is the matter, Leon?
The briefcase. The American took the wrong briefcase.
What do you mean? The entire dossier we prepared for the Tsar. The American plans as well as our own plans.
Look, he even left the money.
Brianna, Kronansky, Vigenko, Ransky, after him, quick!
How could a major have made such a mistake?
Idiot, it was no mistake. The American spy has betrayed us. One of two things is certain. He means to sell us back the complete dossier for more money. Or he is spying against us for his own government. Either way, he must be silenced. He must be killed.
Faster, loco! Faster! We got to get to Cisco before those Indians catch up to us! Cisco! Cisco! Go, loco, go! Cisco, help Pancho!
Hold on.
Those Indians, they come to scalp Pancho and Cisco. Draw your gun, Cisco, here they come.
What are you so excited, Pancho?
Those Indians, they take Pancho and Loco, and Pancho right back like the wind, and they're yelling and screaming their war whoops, and they're going to the look, she's gone. They're right away.
Of course, Pancho. Those Indians will not harm you. They are the neophytes. They ride as vaqueros for the mission here at San Buenaventura.
You mean the mission Indians?
Si. Sí. And there was not one full-grown hombre among them. They were all teenage boys.
They just tried to scare Pancho. Oh, Pancho's not really afraid of them.
Are you sure you were not afraid, Pancho? Truthfully?
They got no right to ride and yell that way. Pancho's going to report them to the padre when he sees them at the mission.
Are you going to greet our amigo, Padre Antonio, with complaints after we rode such a long distance to see him?
See, those young Indian vaqueros, they got to be taught a lesson, and Pancho thinks, well, after all, the only niños. Nah, Pancho not tele padre.
Santos, Pancho, look who is riding toward our camp.
Oh, where is he so? Oh, you mean that hombre and the little bay mule?
Si, sí, do you not recognize him?
The padre. Hola, padre.
Hola, Padre Antonio.
Oh, Pedro. Oh. Oh, Cisco. Ben Pancho. Amigos, I am glad to see you.
The joy and pleasure is more greatly ours, Padre. How did you know we were on our way to visit you?
See, we not let nobody know we're coming to visit you. You get the vision, Padre?
See, Pancho. But the vision was through the eyes of the Indian neophytes who live here at Ventura Mission. They bring me news of your approach when you first rode up upon the mission land.
Then you were expecting Cisco and Pancho all the time. Pancho hope we surprise you, Padre.
I knew you would like to do so, Pancho. I would not spoil your surprise if there were not an urgency.
Trouble, Padre Antonio?
Cisco, trouble, mucho, mucho.
Oh, what a big trouble, Padre.
At the infirmary in the mission, there is an officer of the United States Army. He is badly wounded.
How did it happen?
Well, let him tell you his story himself. He is in great danger. He has need of your brave heart and strong arm.
You know, Pancho and I will do whatever we can, Padre.
See, we do anything to help.
Bueno, from what the officer, Major Layton, has told me, the future of our United States may be at stake.
Town of Ventura, Colonel Stanhope.
We will start here, Captain Belliano.
Ho, ho, ho!
Yes. This is the spot we are to meet Captain Belianovich and Lieutenant Romanski, no?
Colonel Stanhope, this strip of road is known as the Rincon. I told Captain Belianovich you would wait beneath that jagged beacon rock up above us.
If only Layton has not yet made contact with his people and turned the briefcase to them.
Papers are important to our country, Colonel. The Tsar will be very angry that he let his Yankee major fool us.
Idiot. He will send us all to the salt mines if he does not order us executed.
Sir, look. The water of the ocean is rising. If we remain here, we will be engulfed by it.
Yeah, the tide is coming in. We must move on. Evidenko, Vronsky, mount up!
But, Colonel, if we do not make contact with Vronovich here, he will not know where to find us.
Yama, this is the second time your bad judgment will be responsible for our failure. Why did you choose a meeting place that will soon be underwater?
A thousand apologies, Colonel Stanov. The road used by the stagecoach, I did not know that it becomes submerged.
Yama, if we fail again, you will not live to receive punishment from the Tsar, nor to return to Russia.
The sound of those gunshots, they came from up above us.
There's Romanski up there alongside the beacon rock. He is calling something to us, but with the roar of the ocean, I cannot hear.
If I may be so bold as to say so, sir, I think Romanski is trying to tell us that he has already written us a note. You see, he's throwing the rock with the paper tied around.
I am not blind, Belyanov. I see it. Never mind, Vedenko. Belyanov will get it.
I obey your orders, sir.
Vedenko, Vronsky, open your horses immediately.
Here is the message, sir.
Mount up, Belyanov, quickly.
That could have sent up.
They have located Layton. The padre at the Ventura Mission is caring for him.
In that case, there is nothing to keep us from killing Major Lake. Certainly not a harmless padre and a handful of mission Indians who are not
armed. Why do you not wait until I finish, you fool?
The rest of Romansky's message states that there is a fighting man on guard, one who calls himself the Cisco Kid.
Only one? We will kill him and we kill Leighton.
For once, you are right, Bellano. Both of them will soon be dead. Follow me!
Leighton, these pillows will make you more comfortable.
Thank you very much, Padre Antonio.
Oh, Pancho, glad you're able to talk to us now, Senor Major.
Not so fast, Pancho. You do not know where the Major wants to talk to us.
Of course I do, Cisco. When the Padre told me you would come to visit him, I knew there was a chance this briefcase of papers would get through to my superior, General Terry.
I can assure you, Major Leighton, those papers you are entrusting to me will be delivered to General Terry.
Si, Cisco and Pancho, see to that, Major Leighton.
Depend on them. Cisco and Pancho will not fail you. Now you must rest. Do not overtax your strength, my son.
The padre is right. You must save your strength, Major Leighton.
Colonel Stanoff.
Madre mía, those Russians, the Major tell us about Cisco.
Do not move, any of you. The mission is in the hands of our men, and this infirmary is well guarded.
What difference does it make, Pagliano, if they move or not? There is the briefcase with the dossier. Go ahead. Kill them. And where you are, do not move.
You intend to kill us in cold blood, Colonel Stanoff?
You are the one they call the Cisco Kid, eh?
And you are Captain Pagliano. Hombre, though you are holding a gun pointed at me, and my gun is in my holster, I can still draw and shoot before you can pull the trigger.
We will see.
Oh, my hand! Oh, there, you see? Cisco, shoot the gun from your hand!
Cisco, the...
Oh, my hand!
How about that? He shot the gun out of the colonel's hand as well as from Giuliano.
The hand of the Almighty works in many strange fashions, sometimes even to make the extra swift draw.
Now stay where you are, Mavericks. Pancho, get the gun.
Si, si, so.
My soldiers will kill you the moment you step from this room.
How many soldados does the colonel have, Major Leighton?
As far as I know, Cisco, six in all. Four other officers who came over with these two.
Giuliano, be careful! Coyote, give the warning. Now we not can take them by surprise.
If their aim is as bad as the draw of these two mavericks, we have nothing to worry about.
Cisco, come away from the door. Are you hurt?
No, Padre Antonio. They have that door well guarded.
Cisco, I'll hold Donald and Giuliano here. You, Pancho, and Padre Antonio can get out through the window and take the briefcase with you.
You will not leave this mission alive. My men will follow you and kill you.
I think you are wrong, Colonel Stanoff.
If you think my men will surrender to you because you threaten me with death, you are wrong.
You do not know the training of the Russian Imperial Army. They will carry out any order the colonel gives them, even to shooting up. You will not escape.
Well, that all right with Pancho if you want to give them the order to shoot you.
We are going to find out if both you hombres are as brave as you're tough.
What do you mean?
Padre Antonio, I noticed an open carriage out in the courtyard of the mission.
Yes, Cisco, there is one.
We are going to leave this mission by means of that carriage.
What about Stanoff and the captain?
They will come along with us as hostages. Let us see if they have the nerve to order their men to shoot them down in cold blood.
You will find out too late, Cisco. We will do it.
I do not think so.
Oh, Pancho, hope you're right, Cisco, or else we all be dead.
Two Coyotes would not order your men to kill you.
You sure called their bluff, Cisco. They haven't much to say now.
Does the jolting of the coach bother your wounds, Major?
Not a bit, Padre Antonio. All I can think about is that General Terry will soon have these papers, and these two will be under guard.
Yeah,
how
are you? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
tide. We're going down the grade to the
road
along the ocean.
Oh, tide. I forgot about the tide. Pancho, stop the coach. What is the matter, Padre?
The Rincon, the road on which we must travel. It will be underwater at high tide.
Madre mia, we not be able to get through.
From up here, it does not seem as though the tide is in yet.
No, but I am familiar with the watermark, and it is more than halfway to the high level.
You have not won yet, even though you do hold us prisoners.
All right, Stanoff. Get down out of the carriage.
What do you intend to do, Cisco?
I am going to remain here with Colonel Stanov and Captain Belyanov to hold back the other Russian soldados.
When they catch up, they will massacre you.
Oh, but Cisco, you not can stay here.
If these two Mavericks and I go with you in the open carriage, we will all be a perfect target for those other Russians up there in the cliff.
But they will not shoot at us if we are still holding the captain and the colonel as hostages.
There is no way we could use these two to protect us, Padre. We'll be picked off like wild turkeys on a tree branch.
Then let me stay here and hold them off. I can still handle a gun. Take care of these papers, Cisco.
Now listen to me, all of you. There is no time to lose. I have made up my mind. I will keep Diablo with me and remain here. I will catch up to you later.
Now take care, Cisco. Watch those two Russians like hawks. They're tricky.
I intend to.
Bless you, my son. Vaya con Dios.
Oh, you not let nothing happen to you, Cisco. Hazlo luego. Go, caballo, go, 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 go.
Come far enough, hombres. I can watch Pancho and the others from here near this beacon rock.
There, Diablo.
We'll be following them soon enough.
If you follow them, you will be following a coach of corpses.
He's so kidding.
Bah, Colonel Stanov. There is no need for Vranovich and the others to kill those in the carriage. The Pacific Ocean will do it for us.
And Belyanov speaks the truth, Cisco. Look how the tide comes up to the knees of the horses and the hubs of the carriage wheels.
They will make it. Pancho can handle those horses better than any hombre in the West.
Your friend Gardoon, Cisco kid. And the dossier exposing our country's plans is doomed also.
If any harm comes to them, you will pay for it, Stanov.
Feast your eyes upon the tide, Cisco. This last wave came over the heads of the horses and drenched the occupants of the carriage. Do you still think they will win against the force of the ocean, huh?
Much as I hate to admit it, I'm afraid you are right. I do not see how they can make it to high ground unless... All right, you two. Go on over to those logs.
What logs?
Those next to the jagged rock.
Move, pronto. What do you intend to do with that?
You'll find out soon enough.
Diablo! Ake! Follow me!
Those logs cannot save your friends unless they develop wings.
That is just what they're going to do, hombre. This is far enough. Now, Danoff, you and Belyanov get behind those two big logs and roll them to the edge of the cliff.
But I am. To whom do you think you give orders?
Huh? Next time I come closer. Now move.
All right.
All right, I move.
Do you need to be convinced also, Colonel?
I will do as you say. But your government will hear how you forced us to cooperate at the point of a gun.
I know there is some rope in that carriage. With it, Pancho and Padre Antonio can lash these logs to either side of the carriage. We'll float on the water like a raft.
Yes. Well, even if they succeed in doing it, those horses will have to swim. And they are not strong enough to fight the tide.
Perhaps you are right, Stanov. Perhaps not. This is far enough. Now, push the logs over the edge of the cliff. After the 50-foot drop, they will land in the water in front of the carriage and horses.
Andre!
There.
Bueno. You both should get medals from your czar for being so cooperative.
Colonel Stanov, look. It is Captain Boranovich and the others.
Yellow!
My horse will be able to make the jump from the top of this cliff down to the water. After I help the amigos, we will see to it that you and your hombres are put behind bars.
What makes you think you will live through that jump over the cliff, huh?
Up there, yeah! I will meet with you correctly to get up there, come on!
Bueno, Padre Antonio. Now we got those logs lashed to the side of the carriage. She floats just like a boat.
You think the caballos can pull us through to safety, Pancho?
Oh, si, Padre. Chico got his rope tied from that wagon filled with saddles. If Diablo lead those caballos hit to the carriage, would that Diablo a good swimmer?
My son, you're right, Pancho. We're already moving toward that high ground. Oh, I wish there was something I could do.
Remain quiet, Major Layton. The best you can do is to conserve your strength so that you can bring witness against those evildoers when they are brought to justice.
Those coyotes, they shoot at us from up on top of the cliff.
Everybody into the water, hold on to the
door.
Oh, but Cisco, the
Major,
not
them guards. Cisco's right, Pancho. We present too good a target for them to hit here in this open carriage.
Aye, those bullets come closer into the water, pronto, or we be killed. Bueno, caballos. Go now, go. Pancho, don't you, Cisco, lead you up on the dry land?
It is a miracle that we made it.
Stanoff and his men must have seen us make this high ground. They'll be after us in a moment.
Oh, here comes Cisco now. He tell us where the Mavericks are. Oh, caballero. Oh, oh, oh. Cisco! Cisco, what'd you find out?
Whatever. Oh, 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 oh. Stanoff and the other Russians all have horses and weapons. They're heading this way at a high gallop. We have one chance.
And what is it you want us to do, Cisco?
Remain in the carriage. As soon as they are in sight, raise your hands as though you are surrendering.
Surrender? But why for, Cisco?
Our ammunition is too wet to be of any use to us. Our one chance is my rope.
But, Cisco, how do you propose to rope six men on horseback?
By getting over behind that rock so they will not see me, and by laying a huge loop on the ground.
Oh, Pancho, no. Pancho, see, si, Cisco, do that before. With eight hombres riding all in a line. Oh, you can see six hombres.
I'd like to get behind that rock in time.
Here comes Stanoff, Pagano, and the others.
Let us raise our hands as Cisco told us.
Oh, Pancho, hope they not see Cisco go behind the rock.
I think he's in. They're charging straight at us with their guns drawn. Look at them. They're almost abreast of Cisco.
Bueno, my son.
Oh, they all tangled up in that rope. Just like they be tangled up with the law. And they not get untangled until they pay for their crime.
Pancho.
Oh, Cisco, Pancho disappointed. Pancho think those Russian soldados, they not get what is coming to them.
Why do you say that, Pancho?
Well, all the law decide to do with them is to put them on a boat and send them back to their own country.
Believe me, Chico, the punishment they will receive from their own Tsar when they arrive home will be much worse than anything our law courts can do to them.
Oh, Pancho glad for that. Pancho glad to be able to wash his hands of this whole business.
Speaking about washing hands, Pancho, when was the last time you washed yours? They are not very clean.
Oh, they're not so dirty, Chief. Oh, Pancho know about something what got hands and never got to wash them.
You do?
Gee, I don't.
Well, tell me, what is it that has hands and never has to wash them?
A clock.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, gee.
Kid returns next week with another thrilling adventure. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.